Amendment 1 in agriculture land, you stress the importance of keeping agriculture land in production. Tell us about that.
Well, to the extent that the state is committed to buying lands for conservation purposes, the most ideal lands are privately held in agricultural operations because, by definition, that private property owner has been a good steward of that land. And what I have advocated and what others in the legislature are advocating is that rather than buy that land outright and take it off the tax rolls, we leave it in agriculture and we put an easement on that so that the state gets the environmental benefits in perpetuity for that land, but the families in agriculture can remain in agriculture and the local communities that are dependent on that ad valorem revenue will continue to have it. And Florida will continue to be a $100 billion agricultural economy.
And you think our legislature is looking hard at that possibility?
We have a great group of legislative leaders who understand that there are limited, appropriate times when the state should buy outright a piece of land, but that in general, conservation easements and the purchase of development rights accomplish the same objectives while keeping that land in agriculture. And we have finally gotten that message burned in through years of advocacy by Florida's farmers and ranchers. And people understand that some of the best lands in Florida are in private ownership and they're entirely compatible with farm and ranch operations.
Turn to citrus. You, of course, stressed the need to cure HLB or find a solution to greening disease. Where do we stand? Worse this year than last year, or how are we looking?
Well, these groves continue to suffer tremendously from greening. We've seen the early estimate reduced, and then this most recent crop estimate holding steady, barely. We're just in a race against the clock. We've got to find a treatment and eventual cure for greening if we're going to keep the type of footprint for the citrus industry and be able to support the processing capacity that's built up over time. The legislature has been very generous with research monies. The growers themselves continue to kick in, but we're really in a race against time.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.